Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello everyone, Peter Mingles here. You're listening to us on Building Fortunes Radio. It's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. It's Tuesday at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time, 6:30 if you're on the mountainside, and we are here every Tuesday at this time, either live or recording based on technical challenges or people's work schedules with Ken Nielsen. Ken is a gentleman who I've been working with for a long period of time and recently called me up and said, this is what I'm working on and how can you help me build it? And I said, just like everything else, you know, unless you are letting other people know what you're doing, you're kind of winking in the dark, an expression that I did not make up myself, but I'm going to borrow it today and I'll give credit. So a guy named Joe I was working with one time said to me, unless you're advertising and promoting your business, it's a little bit like winking in the dark. And I said to Joe, that sounds creepy. Like, what does that mean? He said, it's real simple. It just sounded, it sounded creepy. And I said, he said, well, if you're winking in the dark, only you know you're doing it. And I said, that's so true, kind of clever, even though it sounds creepy, now I get it. So when Ken and I were speaking, I said, well, let's do a radio show. We have Building Fortunes Radio, so let's do a radio show. And then I was showing him some other stuff that we were doing with some website building to make it easy to build and host websites. So we were talking about that, and he says, well, maybe I need a new website. I got some stuff going on, but maybe I'll do something new. We kind of brainstormed a little bit. And we were talking about, like, what are people looking for in home-based businesses? A lot of people are looking for the truth. Like, can you tell me the truth? Can you give me the straight scoop? I don't have time to be deceived, or I don't have the money to be ripped off. I mean, I want to be able to see a way to, you know, with understanding there's no guarantees, with understanding how I can build a business. So we kind of word salad a couple of things together. We came up with countonthetruth.com. So countonthetruth.com is the website. If you go to buildingfortunesradio.com/countonthetruth, you'll be able to hear this again, but you can go right to countonthetruth.com and be able to hear this as well as the previous websites, previous radio shows, and a lot of the other cool things that Ken has been putting together on his own. So we kind of helped him with the architecture, and he kind of added rooms. And if you look at the site, it's really cool. So he's done a really great job. I show off his site to a lot of different people when we're doing different things. So countonthetruth.com. But I'm going to kind of step out of the way. Ken's going to start off this week's radio show with whatever we're going to talk about, and we'll be done in a half an hour or so for those people listening in. So enjoy the ride, take some notes, and most importantly, you can always work with Ken on counting on the truth, and by extension, I'm here to be able to help you with that stuff as well. So if you're looking for a way to be able to have an avenue to be able to, you know, increase your health, your wealth, and a few other things as well, you can work with Ken Nielsen. So Ken, thanks for being here on your own radio show.
Hey, Peter. Great to get connected again. Sounds like our technology woes are behind us for a while,
for
whatever
while.
That's worth.
Yep.
It's good to know, and so we're not going to let that hold us back at this point. So that's a step in the right direction. And I thought maybe we could cover a few things about investments, and most likely, more important than anything, I think that people have to realize or take a serious look at, because as you had mentioned, we're trying to make sure that people, you know, taking the time to invest in something and believing in a concept or an idea that is going to help you to get ahead. And I think that's kind of the secret on what we want to kind of focus on tonight, because that's what everybody's trying to do, because they know if they keep staying on the same path, they're going the same direction, they're never going to get ahead. In fact, they're going to fall further and further behind. And especially with the home-based business industry, if they've ever had any experience with it, it's really easy to think that things are going to change for you in a short amount of time, when in reality, if you don't get started with, you just don't get started the right way, right? You know, you kind of set yourself up for failure right off the bat. In talking to a bunch of people during the week, there were some issues brought up about some of the people that have experienced the home business industry and really never had too much success. And it's the reason is because they just they're doing it what I call the old-fashioned way. And that way, just sometimes you've got to be able to be versatile enough to kind of adjust the sail on your boat so you'll be able to get that boat moving in the direction that you want to. There was a quick blurb when I was on the internet looking up some things about some of the businesses out there. I was going to mention PayPal. And one of the investments a gentleman made in PayPal, which is just was astonishing to me. But I want to just mention this thing. They were talking about a songwriter, Jim Croce, when he had perished in an airplane crash. And they were talking about his life and how old he was when he died. And a gal by the name of Helen Reddy described him when he appeared on her show. And he said, she said that he was one of those overnight successes who only took 12 years to make it. And my first thought was, wait a minute, an overnight success, and then you tell me it takes 12 years to make it. Now, I don't know about you, Peter, but 12 years is not an overnight success. So I would think if they talked about this gentleman by the name of Peter Thiel, who had involvement with PayPal, who invested $1,700 and ended up being rewarded with a return of $55 million. Now, that's just mind-boggling, but that would be an overnight success in my book as opposed to a songwriter that took 12 years to make it. So I don't know if there's anything there that I might have mentioned that kind of sparks your experience from days gone by, but you might throw something in there real quick if you got something, Peter.
Absolutely. Well, let's talk about the 12-year-old, you know, instant success or overnight success.
Okay.
You know, the thing that many people forget is the pathway in which they get there. So I've always had a scientific kind of mind of sorts, not by design. It was mostly by default. I was a biology major and a chemistry major in school. So if you're chemistry specifically, you have to learn a lot about math, a lot about things that can be reproduced. Because in a chemical experiment, you know, it's got to be reproducible if you have any conclusion, you know. So you have to figure out, well, you know, 2 ounces of this or 3 ounces of this or X amount of milliliters of this plus this and then X amount of heat to be able to reproduce that experiment. So unless it's reproducible, it kind of does, it's of no use. So you got to be able to reproduce it. So I always had to go backwards, you know, get the results or see the results, look at going backwards to figure out what did I do to be able to get these results so I can tell someone else to do the same exact thing so they can get the same exact results. So when a Jim Croce comes out there and he's an instant success or seems like an overnight success, I say, hold the phone. There's got to be, let's go back and reproduce what he did.
Yeah.
And if you look back on his life, you'll see that he probably had some highlights and then some low areas as well. I mean, how many times did he sing in front of a crowd, maybe at an event or a bar, that the people either, you know, didn't pay attention to him, or maybe something went wrong, or it was a bust, and a lot of people said, well, that really stunk, or worse. How many of those did he have to go through? You know, how many times did he drive somewhere only to be disappointed? So really getting the whole story is really the most important thing. And then also understanding when you're doing your journey, maybe you're going to have one of those 12-year overnight successes, and hopefully it'll happen a lot sooner than that. But maybe you'll have some disappointment and stuff along the way, and maybe when you do, you'll be able to understand that maybe when that happens, you were just on track. So that kind of explains that 12-year thing. And in MLM, it shouldn't take you that long, because if you're doing the right things long enough and consistently, it's not going to take you 12 years. It's when you get distracted and do the wrong things, that's when you're not reproducing that chemical expression or experiment that I mentioned, where you have to kind of refine it as you go. Now, let's talk about Peter Thiel. Peter Thiel was an exceptional situation where the environment was such that PayPal could take off. So if you recall, PayPal was like one of the first online banks. So if you wanted to pay for something, you could do it through your credit card. And if you didn't have a credit card, you were out of luck, or a debit card. You were out of luck But PayPal all of a sudden decided that they were going to do some things where they became almost like your own bank. And for those people that are paying attention, if you recall, PayPal had leverage, lots of leverage. They wanted to be their own bank, but a lot of people don't know that PayPal was, they bought eBay, or eBay bought PayPal. That's actually eBay bought PayPal. And that was the payment mechanism by which a lot of people bought stuff on that online auction. So with Peter Thiel, it was timing, innovation, and it was leverage that took his $1,700 and could parlay that into multiple tens of millions of dollars. And I think Peter Thiel is a billionaire right now because he was able to parlay off that leverage. Now, you also know, and this is a strange dude, Elon Musk. Elon Musk was a PayPal founder as well. And we all know that Elon was able to parlay that stuff. So the cool thing is once you get that thing going, it's a lot easier because you have more leverage and maybe more exposure and maybe even more doors of opportunity poke open for you. So you can do things like Peter Thiel has done as an investor, Elon Musk has done as both an investor and a creator and a disruptor. So those are the kind of things that we could use as examples that on a smaller scale might have something to do with you as you're listening in, because you may not need to be a multi-billionaire. And, you know, the reality is that although it would be nice and most of us wouldn't throw away the money if it landed in your lap, you can pinch yourself and realize that you don't need billions to improve your life tomorrow. Many times, a few hundred or a few thousand every month on a consistent basis can mean the difference between success and failure, struggling and or not, helping other people or not, and that's the key that we discuss on Count on the Truth. Could you use a home-based business as one of those options that won't take you 12 million years, that you don't have to worry about timing or some innovation? Maybe you'll be able to use and then find enough people to want the same exact thing that you are looking for and be able to parlay that into a significant or a decent paycheck that is or income check or commission check that is worth cashing. So back to you.
No, thanks, Peter. No, great insights. And it's always nice to be able to pull back the curtain and have your understanding about some of these things, because I know that you've, with your journey and everything that you've been doing and looking at different markets and options, like you had kind of emphasized there for just a second, you have to be able to understand the mechanics and the things that are set up to make a particular opportunity work and work for you. I know that some of the claims that they make in the home business industry, of course, they claim that most of the millionaires that are made nowadays can credit themselves to the home-based industry. And to me, I always grew up with the idea that most of the millionaires that I know have been somewhat involved with some type of real estate. And as I got to know some of the real estate brokers, come to find out that they have multiple streams of income, and some of their other streams of income were actually the home business industry. So, but I think it's their understanding of how the different industries work, and they have some kind of the same ideas, and how that you can leverage time with having people that are involved in your, maybe your real estate company, because there's some people that can leverage off of the time of others where others can't. So I think when we were talking a little bit earlier, I had just mentioned that you've, for the majority of people, they've got to understand that you've got low risk, high rewards. You've got low risk, low rewards, medium risk, medium rewards. I know that with, for example, one of the ideas on the website that I'm putting together, the one product that we have there, it was definitely a high risk, high reward. And I've got, just to give an example, for me, the only reason I was able to invest the $100,000 that I have in that particular project is the fact that the home business industry provided me with that opportunity, that option, because of the money that I had produced for my home business industry. So I need to kind of put a little backstory to that so people can understand where we kind of started from and where it went to. And, man, talk about all the challenges that were involved with that and the patent attorneys that we had to put up with and the different legal battles that went on. It was way different than I would have ever imagined. And, in fact, trying to find the right patent attorney got to be a challenge in itself. So, anyways, we'll put some backstory to that and kind of help people understand how we went from getting involved in that side of things, because we got to the point where we thought, okay, it's time that some of the products that we were, or some of the ideas, I guess, if you want to call them concepts or ideas, and they're actually referred to as intellectual property, and then you can get into design patents and, well, there's a whole shebang that's associated with that. We won't get into that right now. Anyways, I'm going to turn it back to you real quick because you're probably going to take a break here real quick, and then we come back, we can kind of continue on and talk about a few things that I think are critical for people listening in.
Yep.
At this time, Peter.
We'll take a quick commercial break. You're listening to Ken Nielsen on Building Fortunes Radio, countdownthetruth.com. Here we go.
Thanks for listening to Building Fortunes Radio. If you sell a product or service, then you should check out PMMarketingsNetworkLeads.com. Just visit www.networkleads.com. For over 18 years, PM Marketing has helped distributors build their home-based businesses through lead generation, website development, automated email delivery systems, and sales training. If you're looking for a way to increase your skills and increase the number of people that see your product or opportunity, networkleads.com can help. To learn more, visit www.networkleads.com. Ask about their lead management system, capture pages, personalized websites, MLM training, Humongous Blog, the Humongous Classified Ad Network, Building Fortunes Radio, or their webinar schedule. NetworkLeads.com can be your one-stop shop for everything you need. And now, back to our show.
And we're back on the Count on the Truth radio show with Ken Nielsen. Ken, go ahead, take it away.
All right. We'll grab it here real quick. Yeah, I was another story that I'll kind of throw in here. It's a true story, really simple in concept. I had a gentleman talking about he was on vacation, and he was at a particular mountain resort in one of the cabins, and he was trying to read a book, and he kept hearing this noise that was very annoying to him, kind of a buzzing sound. And he says that he stopped to concentrate on what was making the sound. He says, "I'm listening to the desperate sounds of a life or death struggle going on a few feet away." And as he turns his head to take a look in where the direction of where the sound's coming from, he says, "I realize that there's a small fly burning out the last of its short life energies in a final attempt to fly through the glass of the window pane. And the whining windows, or the whining wings that banged against the window, was something that told the poignant story of the fly strategy, try harder." And what that reminded me of is with the people that I've been able to talk to and connect with, and I've asked them, you know, have you ever had a chance to be involved in the home business industry? And they'll say yes or no, of course, but they'll tell me that they have tried a couple of different companies, and they've done what their upline has told them to do. And so they give that a shot and do the best that they can, and they really haven't been that successful at it. And so that's what kind of it reminds me, you know, because they always tell you when you're younger, if at first you don't succeed, try again. And sometimes you just have to realize that trying the same way doesn't necessarily mean you're going to be successful. And there's got to be a different way to go about finding success. So you've got to learn to open different doors or fly away from that particular window and find a different escape route. So I thought that was kind of a fun story to have thrown out there and talking about the different types of approaches that there are. So especially right now with the Internet, with social media, with all the different options and different ways to promote a home business, home-based business, I mean, I can't understand why some people would want to try and do the old make a list of 100 people and go out and talk to those people. And I know that you had mentioned that sometimes depending on the abuse that gets used in that particular fashion with your upline or the person that's given you the opportunity to take a look at that particular business and see if it's going to be right for you is not necessarily the best way to go about actually building the business. So, in fact, I just got to throw this in real quick here, Peter, because this is something that stuck out in my mind quite some time ago. A company by the name of AT&T, which I think a few people have heard before, they did a survey or a study back in, this is 1996, so it's been a few years ago, well, quite a few years ago, and they actually spent $646 million to try and woo all the other people that were with the different telephone companies to try and get them to come over to their telephone services. And, of course, they had the different advertisements. They had paper, you know, the inserts that went into the papers, radio programs. They had all kinds of radio programs trying to say, well, if you're going to use your telephone, you want to do AT&T because we have this to offer these people, et cetera. And it was kind of a sad effort in a way because they had talked about how much money they had spent, and they really had seen no real significance in, you know, changing people's minds and thinking that their service was any better than anybody else's. So I thought that was kind of crazy back then. $646 million just in advertising and marketing to try and get to convert other people to come over to their business. So marketing and advertising can end up costing you an arm and a leg, so to speak. Not literally, but just so to speak. And that's why I think the home-based business industry has just got something incredible to offer. I mean, you're talking word of mouth, and that's why they pay you to help them find other people that would be interested in the business, and they have the extra money to be able to spend on giving you a return or a percentage that's going to help you so that you can leverage your time and money in a way that's going to be beneficial in the long run and actually is going to help you get ahead a lot faster than any of all the other concepts and ideas that I've pretty much taken a look at. So it's a win-win situation if you do the right things at the right time. And I think that's really kind of the bottom line there. So, and I know that you've got something that you can throw in there. So I'm going to throw it your way and let you kind of fill in some blanks there, Peter. Go ahead.
Sure. Well, there's a couple of things. You brought in the telephone conversation with AT&T. For many of our Building Fortunes radio listening audiences that are newer, you may not remember, but Sprint was actually started by an MLM distributor base. So Sprint, people have heard of that before. I don't know if Sprint's still around, but I think they were bought by somebody else, right? But that was number one. Number two is Amway distributors helped single-handedly build a company called MCI. So when you joined Amway, you checked the box and you switched your long-distance service over and your phone company over to MCI. So that was one way to be able to do it. So the huge amount of money that other companies were trying to spend on advertising that had limited, if no, positive effect on switching or converting customers was easily done because if you were becoming an Amway distributor, you checked the box and you switched over your long-distance service wherever it was to MCI because you were, you know, group loyal. So it tells you a little bit about marketing and loyalty and a few other things. And it didn't cost Amway anything, realistically speaking, to get all those MCI customers for MCI. They did it as part of their recruiting schemes. So the reality was very interesting. So there was one thing I want to go back to, the fly example that you used a little bit earlier, because although we don't know what's going on in the mind of the fly, we do know that the fly has a teeny-weeny little brain. And therefore, you know, you try to figure this out, like, okay, well, don't you know it's a glass? Well, what is in nature that would, you know, for millions of years, that resembles a glass that a fly would probably bounce into? And the answer is probably nothing. Like, there's nothing like glass out there in the natural world. So the idea that flies fly, they push, they're going to go after it, they can see it, their brain doesn't register that there's this thing called glass because they're a fly. They have a fly's brain. Now, if there were something, like maybe someone that shushed that fly towards that open door, they would do the same thing. They would fly towards the opening. And if there was glass in the door that was opened, they would probably be bouncing around against that as well. So there's a lot of metaphors you can say. Well, what about me in my life is like that fly analogy? Not 100% like that fly analogy, but enough about that fly analogy. We do know that persistence is key. Never quitting is one of the keys towards successfully building a home-based business. That's what you take from the fly. And he or she, they never quit until they died. I mean, imagine if you had that much devotion. Chances are somebody's going to be able to make sure that they steer you in the right direction, we hope. Now, if you have a good game plan and you make the adjustments along the way and you can think for yourself, especially now that you'll be able to ask questions, you won't be bouncing against that window. You'll try some stuff that doesn't work. You'll try it maybe a little bit more just to test that theory, but eventually you'll be able to make the adjustments, and therefore your likelihood of success, because you have a brain that can think, which is a little bit bigger than that fly's, more than less likely you can make those adjustments. So if you have that persistence and you make the adjustments, you'll find your way of getting it done. And that's what I find a lot of people don't do. So we know they don't have the brains as limited as a fly, but they work as if they have a fly's brain. They do a little bit. It doesn't work. They stop, right? They can stop. So because your survival doesn't depend on it. So the reality is that's a great analogy, the fly in the glass window, which is one that worked perfectly. Now I'm going to give you my own fly and a glass. Here's the way this industry works. I'm going to ask you to think of about a windshield and a fly. Okay, so which position you're in this analogy, if that windshield is on a car that's moving 50 miles an hour down a highway. Well, if you're on the inside of that windshield, you think it's great. You think it's cool, right? So you get on your little fly cell phone, and you call all your fly friends, and you say, you got to come out, and you got to check out this windshield. So they do, but they're... You leave out one detail. They come from the outside, and they meet that windshield as it's going 50 miles an hour, and they're on the outside. That's usually what happens in this industry. So you get them excited. You call them up. You tell them to come take a look. They do, and they follow your shitty instructions. They come, and they get smashed.
Yeah.
And you're just wondering, like, what happened? What happened? So how you do it really makes a difference. So in this industry, the position of where you are, inside or outside that windshield, really does matter as you're traveling down that highway of life, as you're trying to figure out your MLM business. So I figured I'd just give you that little analogy as well. So two things to think about. So just kind of think about it, because sometimes people will say, oh, man, that is so cool. I'm going to jump in. So they just head out, and they just jump in, and they never get a chance to make it because the first person they speak to is like, splat, they don't make it. They're done.
Great analogy.
it's something. So check out countonthetruth.com. So we're almost done. So I'll let you wrap it up, comment on whatever, and this is good because it gives people some things I hope they'll remember.
Yeah, no, fantastic. And that's a fun story analogy to kind of go along with everything. One of the things that I'll just throw in here before we finish up, Peter, is the fact that with the one particular business that we're referring to, and hopefully people get them curious enough to take a look, actually take the tour, one of the gentlemen that's very well known in the industry, Mike Atkins, has spent a lot of money and a lot of time because the company that he was with had changed some of the not necessarily the products, but some of the services and some of the things that they were doing, the ability for people to even get started. And so he started looking to see what other options there were, because he obviously was going to stay with the home business industry. They did surveys, they did interviews, they did all types of different angles to the business to see what was possible for coming up in the future. And at first I thought it was over 300 companies, but they actually took a look at 500 companies over a two-and-a-half, three-year period span. And they actually, because of the criteria that they needed and expected, they decided to get a hold of the owner and say, what's really going on behind the scenes? And found out that they weren't making anything up, but it was actually working like they expected it to work. And he chose to join them, and that's kind of what's happened. And that's why this is exciting, because if you think about it, somebody else has actually gone out and done the hard work for you. If you just take a few moments to take the tour, take a look, and with any questions, we'll fill that in. We've got videos that we've already prepared. We've got the other side of the curtain that you can take a look at, and you're going to be surprised at how it's all come together and what it can offer you for a simple solution of a $20 investment, $20 per month, what it can provide you within a really short period of time when it comes right down to it, anywhere from 90 to 180 days. So that's going to be my kind of my exit here to throw at us, Peter, because it's pretty amazing when you got somebody that spends that much time, and I can't even imagine how much money that he put into this to have the people that he hired to go out and ask the hard questions to find out where the companies were headed, what they had to offer, what their services, their products, et cetera, were. So with that in mind, I'm going to say, hey, it's been great talking to you again. I thank you for your fun stories, your analogies and insights, and we'll catch up with you again next week sometime. Peter, thanks.
Yep. Go check them out, countonthetruth.com. The Building Fortunes Radio Show is there, as well as a whole bunch of other stuff as well. Thanks, Ken, for being here. We'll see everybody next week.
You've been listening to Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.